right, guys, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell, brought to you by Reebok, the official outfitter of CrossFit in the CrossFit Games. I am Ben Alderman.
And I'm Blair Morrison. We are high atop Wadapalooza, probably for the last time this year. And our guest tonight is Nathan Bramblett. He's a CrossFit Games competitor from 2015, sponsored by Tupu, sponsored by FitAid, and a few other companies that I'm sure we'll talk about at some point. Anyways, he's a father of two, and we're very happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
So, talk a little bit about your experience here. That you talked to me a little off the air that typically you come down to Miami as an individual. This year you changed it up. You're on the team. Talk about that experience, how it was different, who your teammates were, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I've been the last 2 years as an individual. You know, as much as individuals like to act like it's not stressful, you know, you're in your head a lot. So just wanted to come down here and have some fun with some buddies. Aaron Hanna won the clean and strict press in 2015. I don't know if you guys remember that event. But him and Dan Petro are good buddies, so we just threw a team together. And Guido just does it up every year. Every year is better, and this has just been a blast. So,
how are you guys buddies, you, Petro, and Aaron? Just through competition?
Yeah,
or?
I don't even take me a minute to think about it, but we just kind of competed over the last few years. We're in the same super region, so it's been together for 3 years, I think, and we've kind of gotten to know each other through that.
I mean, Petro, I know him through Reebok. We've been to the Bahamas the last couple years together. I love that dude. He's so much fun to be around. Another dad.
Yes.
But you wouldn't know it the way, like, how much. I mean, he has incredible energy, and he's just hilarious. So
yeah, I love that guy. He's always fun to be around, no matter if he's tired, hungry, whatever. And we've gotten to a good point in our relationship. I don't think I knew him super well until we've competed actually on a team 4 times together in the last 6 months. Just gone and done some things, just kind of make some money, and we've got to know each other pretty well and have some fun. So I love him. Aaron Hanna's maybe the handsomest man in CrossFit. Super laid back, so always fun to have him.
Talk a little bit about that 2015 game season. How that you know, that was your first year. Do you feel like you kind of came from nowhere? Or were you expecting that? What was how'd that season like turn out the way it did?
Yeah, so my first year in 2014, I went to regionals. I was really fresh into CrossFit. I think I finished 5th, and 3 guys went. So I was like, all right, I think I can probably do this. So next year, trained my butt off, had a good year, went. Leading into the games, it was a little bit of a frustrating situation. I had plantar fasciitis. I literally couldn't walk for a month and a half leading into the games. Like, literally could not walk. Was on crutches and then squatted for the first time in 2 months the Monday before, and woke up Tuesday morning with like the worst DOMS case ever, and then we started Wednesday. So I also had a baby Sunday night, my first baby, and stayed up for 48 hours, so I was a zombie flying out to California. I wasn't able to give it my all, and it was amazing. It was everything I imagined it would be. It was awesome. Developed a lot of cool relationships, but I'd like to go back and be healthy and really show what I can do.
So is that the type of motivation you need for this season, or are you is that your goal for this season?
I know I have the tools. I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I did. So healthy. I got a really healthy back. I had a really bad back last season, which is I think why I didn't go. Competed at regionals and got 7th, which I was actually really surprised about, and I was a mess. So my back is really strong, really healthy. I've taken some measures to really fix it. So this year is going to be good.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I watched a lot of your super regional. Didn't it come down to like the final workout with, I don't know, like 7 or 8 guys that were still alive for the top 5?
Yeah. Freaking Dave. He just likes to make it just a mess there at the end. And it can go any way, and it's so stressful if you're anywhere near the cut line. Yeah. So it was crazy. Yeah. He loves those event 7s to be like that. And so, all the athletes hate it.
And Petro was there too, right?
Yeah, Petro was
there. Guys were both within the...
Petro had a great year. He actually has been saying for a while, ever since he had his second kid, he's like, man, I'm just happy to be at regionals. Like, this is too much. And but he really dialed it in and killed it. I wasn't even quite expecting that from him. But as you guys know, in any region, there's 10 or 12, 15 guys that healthy with the right workouts can punch their ticket. So
right,
you got to really go in right.
Yeah, I say that very same thing. There's about 10 of us that could really make a push for that 5, 4, or even 3rd spot.
Yeah.
But those 1st and 2nd spots, like, there's a big difference between the 5th place athlete at regionals, I feel like, and the 1st place athlete at this point in the game. You know, like, I don't really think the 5th place guy can always be that 1st place guy. I feel like there's a lot of disparity between those best guys. You know what I mean? Do you feel that, or do you feel like maybe I'm wrong on that?
No, I mean, I think there are some guys who are super consistent. You know, in our region, Noah and Ben have done really well. And I think any year, there's hungry guys, there's people who change their training up, there's factors that come into play, you know. One of my biggest thoughts is, you know, a buddy of mine, Brent Fikowski, he's missed it a couple years, and then he goes and smashes it and wins it the next year. I really think I can be in one of those top two spots healthy. So I think there are definitely some consistent guys like you're talking about. But, I think there's always kind of some things at play that you never know could happen.
Well, what type of workouts, when you hear them announced, are you like, that's my jam? Like, I'm ready for that, and everybody's like, crap, Nathan's going to kill this one.
Honestly, strict handstand push-ups. A lot of people don't like them. That's my favorite. So,
and is that because you have a top knot hairstyle?
Yeah. I just get the knot as high as possible and kind of rebound off it.
And then what kind of workouts are you, like, downplaying? They're not that bad, right? Like, what workouts are you really not liking to see at this point at the competition level?
Deadlifts and a lot of pulling off the floor. Like I said, with my back has been tough, but I've worked hard to make sure that's something I'm not nervous about. So I think mentally as much as physically, you got to create new neural pathways. So when you get better and you get fixed, you know, if you've been thinking you're bad at something for years, you got to find a way to change that in your head because it can affect your body. So I'm trying to do that.
Blair's real good about that. Like he says, like there's a workout that you like, you're going to go and attack that workout with a different type of strategy than you if you don't like that workout. And it really might have nothing to do with anything but what's inside your head.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so,
yeah, setting expectations for yourself is super important, workout to workout, especially at the games level.
Yep.
We talked about the way momentum can, like, work for or against you at the games. And even, I mean, regionals to an extent, but if you start off with a great performance in a workout, you are going to think more positively about the next workout.
And also, I'm sure you guys have experienced this, too, over years of competing, but sometimes the workouts you think you're going to do great, you don't do well. Sometimes, I remember 2015 when I went, I thought I was going to do the worst on the chipper, and that was my best event. So I've kind of learned to try and get rid of expectations in my head and just tell myself everything's going to be a good workout. And I think it probably helps.
So we already talked about you having, you know, family and those obligations a little bit. Can't remember if that was on the air or off the air, but how much leeway do you give yourself in terms of being a dad and being a husband and just trying to make sure that you're around, you know, as far as training and, you know, even food, right? Like, you got kids around and they want to have waffles every morning. Are you a guy who gives yourself permission to do that? Or are you able to kind of do that for them and kind of do your own thing?
In terms of nutrition, I think I eat pretty well. I'll eat pancakes in the morning if I want to. But I just honestly, even if I wanted to be away all day and train, I can't. I have a job. I'm able to kind of break away during the day, so I come back and see my kids a lot, see my wife. We don't have any family around, so my wife, you know, you guys have kids, and if you don't have any family around, it is so hard. So I kind of have to come back and help along the way, and my wife's a saint. She stays up all night with the kids so I can sleep, so I have a great support system there. But family is definitely my priority, and then right after that, I train a lot. I'm not willing to sacrifice that yet, so...
What do you do for work? Are you a professional athlete, 100% training all the time? Or?
I work for a gym. I wanted to start my own, but I've seen that done before, and I know it's a lot of work. So I really want a family and training. I just don't think I can realistically do, you know, training, family, and run a new business. I don't think I can do it.
Dude, so, I think that's really smart, man. Like right now, how old are you?
25.
Yeah, so you are like entering your prime for CrossFit.
Yep.
And we've talked to a lot of athletes who really didn't have the opportunity. Like when I started competing in CrossFit when I was 27. That was in 2009. So it's kind of like at the tail end of my physical prime. But there was no options for, like, there wasn't like sponsors that were going to kind of help fund your training.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do, man. Like, you're going to take advantage of these years now.
Yeah.
And if you don't need to own a gym or operate a gym, like, get everything out of your athlete, your status as an athlete.
Yep.
Because that stuff's going to be there, you know, after you're ready for that stage.
Totally.
So I think what you're doing is the right thing.
It's, you know, while it's working out, I'm going to ride it. And I program for a lot of people individually. I probably have 25, 30 athletes that I program for individually. And so, you know, I'm paying the bills, saving money every month, providing for my family. I work very little. You know, I train a lot. I don't have to do much. So I'm really blessed in that way. I'm able to kind of pursue my what I love and hang out with my family. And so it's good.
Just killing it.
Yeah.
25, Ben.
25.
Dude, I never thought I'd be 25 with two kids. I got a six-week-old, so we just had the other one.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, she's a teeny little one.
Congrats,
yeah.
Man.
So,
my favorite question that he asked us off the air was if I was still doing CrossFit.
I know.
That made me feel real good. I was like, yeah, bro, I'm in your division, but it's all good.
I've been competing against you the same heat all week.
Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. I can't keep tabs on everybody.
No, I know. I'm not insulted by that.
I remember watching you guys, though, when I first started. I remember... I don't know if you guys ever went through that phase where you see guys when you get into it, and then you got to kind of change your paradigm and realize you're competing with those guys.
Oh, for sure. But so for me, and Ben, you can speak to this as well. I went to the games in 2009 at the ranch, and it was like the first year that they had regionals for CrossFit. It was only the third year the games was around. So I went to the regional in the Mid-Atlantic region, which I think is, that's your region too,
the
right?
The Mid-Atlantic at that point, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So I did the regional there, my first CrossFit competition ever. Pat Sherwood was there, Jeff Tincher was there.
I remember that. I've never seen pictures of that.
Yeah. So, and Ben Smith was there as an 18-year-old. So when I got to the games, it's like, okay, so now I see Josh Everett, Chris Spieler, these are the favorites, you know, and like right out of the gates, like it's a huge long trail run. Chris Spieler is like gonna win it, and then some guy named Miko Salo, you know, just barely comes in second. But I had to like right away, I was like, oh my god, these guys are just human. I was like right behind them, you know, and like throughout the course of the weekend, things just kept going up and down the leaderboard. And as soon as you're next to them and talking to them, your paradigm does shift.
Yep,
you know,
totally.
Well, yeah, I can speak to that from a different perspective, I guess, because you know when I first met Blair, it was fresh off his fifth place finish, you know, at the games, and so it was still like I remember seeing him on CrossFit's main site, right, where we kind of got to watch everybody's times get posted in the workout. They posted like one or two times, and I was like, oh, well, this is cool. You know, he's like, hey, if you want to come train, I was like, yeah,
I'd like to.
For sure, let's do it. And I get to his place, he's like, let's flip this giant metal, you know, pipe that's bolted to the floor in my gym, right? He's got like this. Yeah. Anyway,
we got a fingal finger in my gym.
He'll talk about
what?
It.
A fingal finger.
He'll describe it later, but it sounds more gross than it really is.
And pipe.
You know, and then so now he's on a podcast with us, and or I'm on a podcast with him, whatever. And then to hear that you're like, oh yeah, I know who you are from a few years ago. It's like in a way, you know, you kind of
passing not, the torch, kind of.
Yeah, may not inspire, but at least kind of like you watched, and so it's like, oh,
totally.
Okay, that's cool. Anyway, it's just weird.
Totally.
And it just speaks to, like, the growth of the sport. Like, you are that to a lot of guys coming up now.
Absolutely.
Are you conscious of that at all?
Yeah, I am. It takes me kind of by, you know, off guard many times when people approach me or ask for a picture or an autograph or whatever. And I know there are guys who are in a much bigger, you know, platform than me. But I just, man, this community is awesome. It's like nothing I've ever experienced. Everybody just supports each other, and I just love being a part of it, and I'm going to be in it as long as I can in some fashion.
Yeah, man, with that, you know, we wish you all the best, like, for this season. We hope your back stays healthy, because I would like to see you take one of those, or at least push for one of those top two spots, you know what I mean, and see what you can really do this season, man.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if people want to follow you and see where you're at and, like, what you're doing, what do they got to do?
Instagram. I post on Instagram, and I got to think about what my handle is. Nathan_Bramlett. You can follow me. I snatch about 9 times a week, so if you want to see baby pictures and snatching, that's about what I do.
Baby pictures and snatching, I like it. All right, guys, make sure you guys follow us at BTB Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating. Definitely follow Nathan. 25, man. I thought you were going to say 28 or 29. You really got a great future, man. We're rooting for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.